Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for Catholic News. My name is Chris Mihalik. The source of our program is DenverCatholic.org. Good is not good enough. Loving our neighbors through the spiritual works of mercy by Tata Kalina. Our coffees clanked down on the counter. Steam rose out of the mug, twisting and circling as it floated up into oblivion. Man, I just feel restless. My friend Chris shook his head and let out a long exhale as he grabbed his mug. He was clearly in a tough season. Bah, cheers up, buckaroo. Chris turned and shot me a look. Oh, oops. I wasn't time for light-hearted small talk. I could sense he was willing to be vulnerable with me and that I should meet him where he's at. I grabbed my mug and followed him to a nearby table. Chris and I met through a work event at another coffee shop a year or two prior. We quickly bonded over faith and Christianity. He was raised Catholic but identified as a non-denominational Christian. I wanted to be purposeful in our friendship, hoping he would one day return to Catholicism and heal his acknowledged wound with the Church. Our friendship was based on mutual trust, and now the door was open to going deeper, so I went for it. I'm sorry, man. I know things are tough. If you don't mind me asking, how are you with the Lord? I mean, I feel I'm good. I'm trying to be a good person and focus on prayer. I actually feel like things are on the up and up there. I could feel the temptation to leave things at that. He was good with the Lord, and that was good enough to most people. He was striving to be a good person, essentially reaching out society's idea of peak human potential. He even valued prayer. I didn't want Chris to feel awkward by taking the conversation further, and I definitely didn't want him to feel like I was judging him by asking more questions. I also didn't want to come across like I was forcing anything on him or like I thought I was some sort of spiritual guru. However, I also knew Chris was church hopping, bouncing from place to place and idea to idea. He was clearly hungry for more, and he deserved more. It's scary to challenge people to take the next step with Christ, so I forced myself to gently lean in further. That's awesome, dude. I know you prioritize the Lord. I have no doubt about that. When you say you're focusing on prayer, does that mean you're praying every day? Yeah, man, I'm praying more than I ever have, and I'm also doing different fasts. So I don't get why I'm still so restless. What do you feel like the Lord is teaching you? I feel like he's just encouraging me to keep going. If I was tempted to stop pressing into spiritual conversation before, now I was really tempted to leave things alone. It's easy to challenge people to take the next step with Christ, even more so when they already know Christ. Chris was praying and fasting, something most of my Catholic friends don't even do. I knew he was serious about his relationship with the Lord, but I also knew there was more for him to experience. As Catholics, we believe we have access to the fullness of the truth. No other denomination makes that claim. It's an easy temptation, maybe even the biggest temptation in the work of evangelization, to think that as long as someone is trying to follow the Lord, they're safe, they're good to go, and our work is done. I felt this temptation well up within me, but I forced myself to remain gentle and bold. I'm not off base when I say you're hungry for more, am I? No. Well, I feel like I have to be honest with you. I've been in your shoes before, so I understand what you're feeling. There is more. There's so much more. And it's found in the Catholic Church. I let my words breathe. I wanted to say more, but I wanted to see how he received these words first. Dude. He let out another long exhale and dropped his head. My stomach churned. Did I push things too far? Was he annoyed with me? I looked at the steam whirling off the surface of our coffees. I've been more curious about my Catholic roots lately, So it's funny you say that. I looked up, relief poured over me. Yeah, what have you been thinking about? We went on to have a beautiful conversation, and by the end, I sensed an increased openness on Chris to the Catholic Church. Looking back at this relatively simple conversation, a few things stand out to me as powerful reminders for anyone looking to spiritually accompany another person. First, this conversation wouldn't have happened if I hadn't invited the Holy Spirit into our conversation beforehand and tried to continue listening to him throughout. As Pope St. Paul VI once reminded us, it must be said that the Holy Spirit is the principal agent of evangelization. It is he who impels each individual to proclaim the gospel. Second, people who are restlessly seeking are open to the Catholic Church. Plain and simple, if someone is genuinely seeking answers to deep questions, they will listen to your witness. That should be a great source of confidence for us. People are hungry for what the Church offers. Third and finally, there are so many opportunities to cut this conversation short. Chris gave me so many outs. I would have gladly taken him if I wasn't totally convicted of the beauty and abundance that our church faith offers. Catholic evangelization cannot stop once someone strives to be a good person. Catholic evangelization cannot stop once someone believes in Christ. Catholic evangelization cannot stop once someone develops a relationship with Christ. As Pope St. John Paul VI also reminds us, it can equally be said that the Holy Spirit is the goal of evangelization. He alone stirs up the new creation, the new humanity of which evangelization is to be the result, with that unity and variety which evangelization wishes to achieve within the Christian community. Put another way, Catholic evangelization must strive toward intimacy with Christ and transformation through the Holy Spirit. The fullness of this intimacy, of course, is found in union with the Catholic Church. As St. Thomas Aquinas once taught, to love is to will the good of another. However, in our modern age, this can get lost in translation. We live in a time and place in which we have access to so many good things. We need to remember that good is the enemy of great. When we truly love another, the good we will for them is their ultimate good, their absolute best. To love is to will the best of another. In the work of evangelization, therefore, it's not enough to lead someone to a good place. Our chief aim should be to lead them to the best place. As we continue building up the kingdom of God, may we strive to be agents of the Holy Spirit. Trust in the fullness given to us by Christ's bride, and love one another fully by willing their absolute best. Belonging in faith, how Denver's Catholic schools are embracing all learners from kindergarten to high school, by Gladys Oster, Marketing and Events Manager, Fire Foundation of Denver. A new wave of inclusive Catholic education is rippling through the Archdiocese of Denver. More and more students with diagnosed learning differences or disabilities are graduating and moving on to Catholic high schools. Partnering with loving families, committed educators, and welcoming communities, the Fire Foundation of Denver has found a space to expand its mission to champion students with diverse learning needs in Catholic schools. By providing essential resources, professional development, and adaptive technology, Fire Denver is helping more students with diagnosed learning differences graduate from Catholic elementary schools and continue their faith-based education in Catholic high schools. At St. John the Baptist Catholic School in Longmont, Jonah thrives as an altar server, acts in the school plays, plays basketball, and hangs out with the boys, as he calls his friends. Jonah has autism spectrum disorder, and his parents originally enrolled him in public schools, hoping to bring the best resources to him. However, after Jonah was separated from his classmates and put in a special education classroom by himself, his parents homeschooled him before finding the incredible inclusive community at SJB, a Fire Denver partner school. Carolyn, Jonah's mom, has witnessed remarkable growth in her son's confidence since enrolling him at St. John the Baptist. The school's Catholic environment has instilled in Jonah a profound sense of self-worth as a child of God with unlimited potential. His perpetual positivity and comfort in his own skin make him a beacon of light in any group, qualities his parents hope will remain with him throughout life. With the Fire Foundation's mission, Jonah has been able to be in a community that we love at St. John's and get to attend schools in a typical fashion. Knowing what the Fire Foundation of Denver could do gave us confidence to believe that we could continue on with Catholic school. It has helped Jonah with his confidence and independence. He knows that he can do things without being criticized in the classroom or with peers, said Carolyn. With such an inclusive environment, Jonah has built strong friendships and incredible memories, including on the varsity basketball team with teammates who would support him through encouraging words or a pat on the back. Together, the team even won the championship. With this victory, Jonah hopes to continue to play basketball in high school and maybe one day or coach in the NBA or work as a personal trainer. Carolyn and her husband, Joseph, are excited that St. John the Baptist has prepared Jonah academically and socially for the next step as he approaches eighth grade graduation. With the incredible resources and support from SJB, Jonah is excited to attend Holy Family High School in Broomfield, where his parents met and started dating. The school is also the first high school to partner with Fire Denver and boasts a robust guided studies program through which students become more effective learners. While Jonah's basketball teammates rally around him in Longmont, another student with similar challenges but unique talents is finding his own path to success across the metro. As an eighth grader with autism spectrum disorder, Mikey has become the integral to Our Lady of Lourdes Classical School in Denver, a first-year Fire Denver partner school, and the only one supporting students with learning differences on two campuses. Mikey loves to play basketball and flag football, also serve and act, even as the lead in the last two plays. At Lourdes, he has found a place where his gifts shine, with support, friendship, and creative and intellectual outlets. Partnering with Our Lady of Lourdes Classical Catholic School is the best decision that we have made for our family, and this is especially true for our eldest son, Mikey, his mother Elizabeth Hadro said. After receiving accommodations for both our sons in the public school system, we decided to pull Mikey out of the kindergarten to join the class at Lourdes. At the time, we did not have a formal diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder, but our decision was primarily made out of a desire to have a Catholic culture for our children to thrive in. Mikey's many successes and learning experiences at Our Lady of Lourdes, as well as the many therapies and conferences personally sought out by his parents, have helped prepare him for high school at Chesterton Academy of Our Lady of Victory, which will be starting its first year as Spark School with the Fire Foundation of Denver. After high school, Mikey hopes to attend a Catholic university where he can grow in his faith and study political science and history. He hopes to one day work in politics. We believe these dreams are truly attainable due to the wonderful classical Catholic education Mikey has received at Our Lady of Lourdes, Elizabeth expressed. Sharing classroom space with Mikey at Our Lady of Lourdes, Trudy faces different learning challenges, but benefits from the same commitment to inclusive education that recognizes each student's individual gifts and needs. During the pandemic, Trudy's mom, Laura Smevy, noted that Trudy was often distracted by online games or doodling. After some continued behaviors and testing, they were able to diagnose Trudy with ADHD. Lovett was blown away by Our Lady of Lourdes' commitment to helping Trudy learn and thrive in school. "We are so glad that her teachers are open to accommodation and understand that her needs are different from the average student," Laura said. With the hyperactivity side of her diagnosis, she can get very distracted and be distracting. Her teachers allow her extended test time in a quiet environment to combat that. What is remarkable about all of this is that instead of being deemed a distraction or a troublemaker, the administration fosters Trudy's gifts and allows her to be exactly who God made her to be. Trudy will also be a freshman at, like Mikey, at Chesterton Academy of Our Lady of Victory next school year, and is excited to continue to learn and thrive in a good Catholic community. Trudy herself recognizes the gift that inclusive Catholic education has been for her. As these three students prepare to continue their faith-based education in Catholic high school, their stories converge to illustrate the profound impact of truly inclusive communities. Each student's different needs, passions, and personalities all help make the diversity within the body of Christ of Denver's Catholic schools. Driven by a desire for an environment centered on Christ and the faith, Mikey, Jonah, and Trudy's parents were determined to enroll their children in Catholic schools. United by their Catholic faith, these three eighth grade graduates have been empowered to knock, seek, and ask in and out of the classroom. When asked about her experience in Catholic schools, Trudy reflected more on learning and practicing the virtue of diligence. These three students, their families, and the Catholic schools that support them demonstrate the incredible fruit that comes from the hard work of inclusion. The dedication required from teachers, parents, and students alike creates communities where learners of all abilities are truly valued for who they are. As Fire Denver continues to spread throughout Denver's Catholic schools, more students with diverse learning needs will discover environments where they can develop their God-given talents and experience authentic belonging. These confident, faith-based graduates are ready to share their unique gifts with the world, and such virtuous diligence is always worth it. Bishop Matchbuff High School is closing, but its legacy will go on, by Roxanne King. With Bishop Matchbuff High School's class of 2025 receive their diplomas on May 23rd, that will be the last of more than 6,000 students to graduate from the 66-year-old school. The moment will hold both heartbreak and hope as Matchbuff will close for good when the school year ends in June. "I trust that God knew from the founding of the school that my class would be the last senior class," Carl Schree, 18, told the Denver Catholic. "I'm just trusting that it's God's will and that he has a plan, and this is all for his glory, for the greater good." With a total enrollment of 180 students, Matchbuff's 2025 graduating class consists of just 36 seniors. Two young men will be pursuing religious life. One is entering the seminary, and the other is discerning with the Servants of Christ Jesus order. Two graduates will be doing mission work, one in Denver and one in Australia and New Zealand. Nearly all the graduates are going on to college. Last fall, the Denver Archdiocese announced that two grade schools would be closed, and Bishop Matchbuff would be consolidated into St. John Paul II, the Great High School, to ensure the financial stability and educational vitality of its Catholic schools. Low enrollment in these schools due to ongoing demographic changes required millions of dollars in archdiocesan aid over the last decade to cover financial deficits, which was unsustainable and led to the restructuring, the Denver Catholic previously reported. Although some Colorado schools, both public and parochial, are experiencing negative enrollment trends today due to a decline in the number of state school-aged children, Bishop Matchbuff High School was founded to address a post-World War II population boom. In 1953, Blessed Sacrament Parish Pastor Monsignor Harold Campbell secured land to build a new high school to serve the Catholic families among the thousands of newcomers to East Denver and Aurora, named after pioneer priest of Colorado and the first bishop of the Denver Archdiocese, Joseph Projectus Matchbuff. Matchbuff High School opened in Denver's Park Hill neighborhood in 1958 and held its first graduation in 1962. It was renamed Matchbuff Catholic High School in 1985 and added a West Campus 2 years later. In 1996, it was renamed Bishop Matchbuff High School, and 4 years later, it moved into a newly built facility in a Lowry neighborhood. Over its nearly seven-decade history, it developed a legacy of community, faith, and excellence. Matchbuff graduates have contributed to society in professions ranging from business and education to law and medicine to priesthood and consecrated life. Recently retired Bishop of Sioux City, Iowa, Bishop Walker Nicholas, graduated from Matchbuff in 1965. Former Vicar for Priests for the Denver Archdiocese, Monsignor Bernie Schmitz, graduated in 1966. Three of Monsignor's six siblings also graduated from the school. Now retired and serving as part-time spiritual director at St. John Vianney Theological Seminary in Denver, Monsignor Schmitz fondly recalls his Matchbuff days as a time of playing football and relishing healthy sports rivalries with other Catholic schools, primarily Holy Family. Matchbuff transitioned fully to a classical education model called Integrated Humanities that cultivates critical thinking and communication skills and emphasizes character and faith formation in the 2020-2021 academic year. Matchbuff's diverse student body reflects the Universal Church, with families coming from six different continents and representing the entire range of socioeconomic classes, said Dakota Pesci, Director of Enrollment. Ralph Pesci will become principal at St. John Paul the Great High School this fall. He anticipates that many Matchbuff students and faculty will transition to the three-year-old school in central Denver, which also follows a classical education model. During a recent service project, Pesci said students wrote cards for patients at Children's Hospital and made sandwiches for the homeless to be distributed at Holy Ghost Parish. One of the school's impacts is that our students take what they've learned and how they've been formed to be an image of Christ for our community, he said. My wife and I just got serendipitously stumbled upon a bust of Bishop Joseph Matchbuff outside the Holy Ghost Church. There is an inscription beneath the bust that says, "Without pride and without shame." We thought this really does capture the man, the namesake, the first Denver bishop, but also what Bishop Matchbuff High School has been for our community in Denver. Matchbuff has humbly accepted its role in the church to serve Denver's community of students, whether at the old location in Park Hill or its transition to the new school. Its focus has always been to bring Christ to the people of Denver and a wider community. I think it's really done that beautifully. Upcoming events: Regina Celli Hermitage's Spring Volunteer Work and Prayer Day, Saturday, May 31st in Littleton. Come for a time of volunteering in the beautiful nature outdoors and community building experience. About the event, the work program this spring is as follows: continuing restraining the Hermitage's structures, cabin, and hopefully also the tools shed. The continuation of fire mitigation on the property need chainsaws and brush cutters. Building the stone wall in the gulch right down from the dome house patio. And the usual lock splitting a lot. This program will be as follows: 7:30 a.m. outdoor mass, followed by St. Philomena's statue blessing, followed by burritos breakfast, then work until 12:45. Midday prayer, 1 p.m. burger lunch with the traditional ice cream for treat, then again work until 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us for Catholic News. My name is Chris Mihalik.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.